Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. This is your host, Marcia Carnicelli-Miner, and my business partner, Tom, and I would like to extend again our gratitude to all of you who continue to listen in to Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show. It is truly, truly a gift to be able to connect with all of you each and every show time, and it looks like we do end up doing Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show each week, and sometimes more than once out of a week. And this happens to be one of those times because of something very important that has come up in our opinion with a very dear friend of ours. Before I go ahead and bring Derek Polk in, I just wanted to let you know that in order to reach Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show, you would actually call our contact information at 216-533-2273. Again, that's 216-533-2273, and we will do everything we can to be of help. If you have to leave a message, please do so. You're very important to us, and we want to get back to you. And Mind Your Body and Spirit Radio Show is brought to you by our Healthy Referral newspaper that we have been publishing since 1989, and it's absolutely wild for us to realize that we started in 1989, and I'd like to say that it started us in 1989 when my business partner and I were brought together to begin this mission that to us is forever going, and lots of beautiful things are happening. So again, if you are wanting to find out how you can be a part of Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, let us know. If you are a preventive, natural health, personal growth-oriented business, positive news, just information that is real and is important to be heard, we would love to have you be a part of the Healthy Referral newspaper. It is our national full-size newspaper dedicated to the things that you've been hearing me talk about just a few moments ago. And it is national, meaning that it is in different parts of the country, actually touches internationally. We have been at the 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver as an example of our international connections. So again, it is a way for you to get your word out that you're really wanting to communicate that have to do with natural health, preventive health, holistic information, positive news, things that make a difference in the world. So please get back to us at 216-533-2273. Our web address is www.healthyreferral.com. That's www.healthy, just as it sounds, referral, R-E-F-E-R-R-A-L.com. And you will be able to pull up and see a lot of wonderful information that has been created throughout these 25 years. There's another website that I would like to give to you that we feel is very important also. And it happens to be named after my grandson. And that website is www.jaydensgaga. That's right, you heard it correctly. It's gaga.com. So it's jaydensgaga.com. You will find some wonderful lectures on there that you can download from some of the most awesome lectures we have had at our Natural Health and Foods Expo that we've been holding for approximately 15 plus years. Okay, well, without further ado, I'm going to just share with you just a sentence or two, and then I'm going to bring Derek Polk in. Derek has been a longtime friend of my business partner, and particularly and myself. And there have been wonderful things that have been happening throughout these years that Derek and others have been involved with. And one of those things is the way I call it, the Derek Polk Kids Foundation. And the title of this interview, as you saw on our Blog Talk site, is Derek Polk Kids Foundation, Basketball and Life's Lessons. So let me go ahead and bring Derek on, and hopefully he's waiting in the wings. And hello, Derek.
Hello. How are you this morning?
I'm doing awesome, Derek. I think our sound volume is okay, but if you can speak up as clearly as you
yes.
can, that would be awesome. Wonderful.
Yes, I can hear you.
So, yes, I can hear you too.
Okay.
That's like that saying, can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Derek, again,
yes.
you heard what I shared very, very briefly, because I really just wanted to give you the opportunity to expand on a number of things. But I did choose to name the interview, you know, Derek Polk's Kids Foundation, Basketball and Life's Lessons. And listeners, just to give you a little bit of a visual of Derek, 7 foot.
Yes.
I think he's 7 foot. Mm-hmm. A Cleveland Central Catholic graduate, played at Ohio State and 18 years professionally, including with the Harlem Globetrotters from 1989
Correct.
To 94. And
yes.
you had a tryout, I recall, with the Los Angeles Clippers, and you also
yes.
played overseas in many different countries.
Yes.
So with that being said, what had you been, you know, I know that the love for working with children and wanting to teach them, what brought you back to Cleveland after traveling all around the world?
Well, at the time, I had my mother and my sister here. You know, I had my family here, and that was one of the main reasons why I came back to Cleveland. If they had not been in Cleveland, then I probably would have stayed overseas much longer, but I
uh-huh.
felt like that I needed to come back to make sure that they were okay and to take care of them, which was the reason why I came back to Cleveland. Cleveland's my home,
uh-huh.
and, you know, I missed it, but when you're traveling around the world and seeing different things and meeting different people, it forces you maybe to make a decision on whether you want to come back or do you want to stay where you're at, because you're having so much fun at the time.
Well, and there's such an expansive, I totally understand, expansive energy that comes with being out there and connecting and meeting. So we totally understand that one.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've been blessed to have the opportunity to meet so many different people from different cultures, from entertainers to presidents and prime ministers of different countries, and just a wealth of experience, man. I just can't put it into words.
Right. And so when you returned to Cleveland, and the fact that you love working with children and teaching them about basketball in particular, which of course overflows into life's lessons
yeah.
in many ways.
Yeah.
So what actually began once you were back in Cleveland? Can you give us a little bit of a story about
when
that?
When I got back in Cleveland, I started working with the city of Cleveland, Ohio, their recreation department, because I got my degree from Ohio State in recreation. And when I was making my decision while I was in college on, you know, what I wanted to do after I finished playing basketball, recreation was what I decided, because I believe that having proper recreation programs and good programs for kids is a very strong selling point as far as helping them to deal with different things in life. As you know, sports is an impact around the world. If you have a good, strong program for kids, it's the difference between them being successful in the world sometimes and not being successful, because those coaches and those directors at the club, they're the ones that see the kids more, because there's a lot of kids, when they come home, there's no mom and dad at home. Sometimes there's no food on the table, food for them. They don't have any food. But having a good, strong program and have coaches that care about them and making sure they get fed, make sure they get their homework done, that goes a lot, and that really means a lot to a kid. It can mean the difference between them making it in life and not making it in life.
Mm-hmm. Of course, absolutely. And so when you sensed all that and you were back here, what was one of the first things that you began to do?
Well, what I began to do was I helped start a team called the Fabulous Harlem Kings, which was an offshoot from my time with the Globetrotters. And what we did was we went into the schools and we taught the kids about the dangers of drugs, getting a good education, bullying, nutrition, all those things. And one of the participants that helped start this, his name was Winston Gray, and I was going through the mall one day, and I ran into Winston, and Winston said, "You know what? I know you." You know, because when you play with the Globetrotters, everybody say, "Well, I know you. I saw you play." And so we sat down and we talked about how, you know, what kind of avenue that we can continue to impact kids. So as you know me, I was right on board with that. With, you know, doing my comedy routines and stuff and just getting the kids and just seeing the smiles and the impact that we've had on the kids over these years has been fantastic. It has. It's been really good.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I remember the first time that I was watching the Globetrotters, for instance, and the amazement for me, for who I was, to see the whole activity that way. It was absolutely amazing. And of course, I mean, I like basketball. I've always loved basketball. It's been a fun type thing. And I know, Tom, that was really, I think you know, that one of the first loves for Tom, and listeners, were speaking of my business partner, Tom Katowski, was basketball before tennis. And I guess he was relatively short and for basketball, so he ended up into tennis. So they're both amazing sports, along with many other sports. So
absolutely. So
as you continued forward, then after speaking with Winston, and then what began to take place?
Well, once that too, we started going into the schools in the inner city of Cleveland. And we've been doing that for the last 15 to 20, maybe I say it's been longer than that, maybe 20 years, 20, 25 years, maybe 20 years. We've been doing
time
that.
Time flies, Derek.
Yes, it has. We've had the opportunity to, you know, go to different states and speak to kids. And, you know, the impact that we made, you know, so much crime and so much things that are going on. Now, there's not a lot of positive program with positive role models that kids can relate. And one thing about our team, that all our players on our team are fathers. They all work every single day, and they're all role models. Some of them are former basketball players. We have one that used to work for the county, and now he's a coach at Benedictine, named Norman Roscoe. Dude who works for the state as correctional officer. We have Tyrone Greer, who's also in recreation. Maurice Greer, he works for the city of Cleveland. He works for the water department. And we also have we have a young man named Josh McGrady, who works at Cleveland Clinic. So, you know, we have a well-rounded group of guys that really come together to impact kids' lives. And, you know, good thing about it is that, you know, we honestly believe in helping kids, and that led into me starting my foundation because I wanted to continue to impact kids. I still do individual training with kids. I coach AAU basketball, so I coach a girls' ninth grade team and boys' team, and so, you know, I'm pretty busy. It's about kids, and I also coach my daughter's basketball team too, so, you know, I'm pretty busy, and I do coach volleyball too, so I coach JO volleyball too.
Well, my goodness, you know, it has one realize that there really is the time that one needs to do what they want to do.
yes, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because, you know, you could, one person can hear this and think, you know, how do you make the time for that? But we all know that when we are doing the thing that we're passionate about and love, time is an illusion anyway. It's just, what is it? You know, you just continue to, yeah. So in regards to the foundation, tell our listeners a little bit about the foundation.
Well, I started the foundation through the, it's called, it used to be National Heritage, and now it's just Charitable Foundation, and their offices are out of Virginia, in D.C., and it was something that, as a matter of fact, I made the contact to through Tom, and then at Cliff Milam, it was down in Florida, and, you know, Cliff had always talked about foundations and the importance of it, and, you know, when we went through the economy, you know, donations were down and stuff, and, you know, getting people to contribute to your foundation and stuff was pretty limited because things were tight at that time. But things are getting a little better now, so, you know, you go out and just reach people and just give them the message that, you know, you're trying to reach out to kids. That's the important thing. You know, kids are the future of the world, so you try to reach as many as you can. Some of them you can't reach, but if you can reach a few and continue to reach a few, then, you know, you're pushing your goal.
Well, you know, it takes us to that saying that you know, when you reach for the stars, you just may get there. I would say it more like, and you will get there, you know. So it's definitely about reaching for the stars. It's, in my opinion, not fun in life to be playing little, you know, and not have that expansive energy. Yeah. And you mentioned,
absolutely,
you know, Cliff Milam. Yeah, it was a joy to, you know, when Tom and I met Cliff years ago, and we started, we met him maybe a year or two after we started our business, which has been 25 years.
Right.
And it was amazing for Tom and I. Cliff was, who is no longer, he has passed on, but he was absolutely amazing with, you know, what he knew about barter. So Tom and I stepped into a crash course about bartering and trading, even though, you know, in my mind, trade, it made sense because I related it to the Indians, Native American Indians, and their trading and all of that. So, you know, then I realized, oh, my, there is so much more available through this concept of barter and trade. It was absolutely amazing. So we, to this day, are very involved. In fact, we are probably members of 7 or 8 different trade exchanges throughout the country, which is great. So it was, and I remember whenever we had shared with you about National Heritage and all of that. So that was a great time for us too, to be able to share that with quite a number of people at that time.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So what what do you feel is in the near future?
The near future. I, you know, one of the things that I've always, you know, and I put this off and I blame my father, I really want to continue to coach. I love coaching. I love coaching, kids, and I'm going to be seeking coaching opportunities, maybe on the lower level, college level, or maybe build up. You know, sometimes they say, well, you know, I'm a little older now, but I'm a little older, but I'm a little wiser, and I've been very fortunate to play basketball for so many years and learn from so many different coaches that do what I want to do. And through coaching, continue to do my foundation work with kids. Those are my two goals. And it means if I had to travel and go, you know, go to the schools and speak, then that, you know, that's what I'll do. But coaching is on my radar.
And of course, yes, you is. Have a few children of your own.
Yes, I have a daughter that's 22 that's getting ready to graduate from college this year. She'll be graduating in August. And then I have a 14-year-old that is a freshman in high school, and she's playing basketball. I had the opportunity to coach her for AAU, so, you know, I'm pretty happy about that. Hello, Marcia, are you still there? Hello.
Okay,
no,
I think
hello.
We had
Did
a
we
little
leave?
Bit of a glitch.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, Derek, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Are you
yes,
there?
I can. But, can you hear me?
Yes, I
can. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Something happened. I have no idea what.
That's okay.
Okay. So I know you're sharing about your children, and I always like to, you know, beside the fact that you are who you are, you know, you also have that immediate coaching that is for you in your family life, and that's why. And
absolutely.
I don't know what you said after we were. Had this little disconnect there.
That's okay. Absolutely. And, you know, it just happened that I've been had a lot of success with coaching boys, but, you know, girls' ninth grade team is an elite team. And, you know, we had the opportunity to travel last year. And, you know, in volleyball, girls 13 and 14. So I just have a knack for guest coaching girls, I guess.
Well, I do want to say you have an awesome wife.
Oh, thank you.
I just fell in love with her when I, you know, we were at the library and ended up talking. Tom spotted she and your
right.
daughter, and
yes.
and we ended up sitting and talking for a bit. So that was really, really, really great.
Yes.
So are you doing camps?
Yeah, we're it's something that we talked about. We may try to do some camps this summer. You know, we haven't sat down on the process of that one just yet, but that's going to be coming up soon. So once we're able to do that, maybe I'll come back on your show, and we'll try to give some dates and stuff like that. We also do dates in different, you know, camps in different cities too. So if anybody's interested
uh-huh.
in having us come,
mm-hmm.
you know, come to speak and do a camp for 2 or 3 days, we can do that.
Absolutely. And what is your contact? I mean, I have it, but I'd rather you give your contact information that's best for people to get in touch with you.
Okay, it's my email is Derick, Derickpolk at gmail.com.
Okay, and is that the best way to communicate with you?
Yeah, that's the best way. That would be the best way to get me. If you want to call me, you call me at 216-269-7094.
Okay, one more time with the phone number, please.
216-269-7094.
Great, wonderful. So in somewhat closing here, the time always goes so quickly for these interviews, and
mm-hmm.
like we said, we will definitely be doing some other ones in the future. What would be your message that you would like to leave with the listeners?
Always, always tell your kids you won't foul out with an education. File out with an education. You can also adult.
In other words, stay learning and growing.
Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And also, before we go, I'd like to thank you for giving me the opportunity, and also I'd like to thank Tom, because Tom has always been behind, you know, he's been behind the Kings and stuff, and you guys always supported us, and want to always appreciate that. Really do.
Well, you're very welcome. And I know Tom feels the same way for sure. And you already know that. So
yes.
It's a team effort.
There's no doubt about that one.
No
doubt.
No punt on words, right? It's a team effort.
No, not at all. And you guys have I tell you what, you guys have come a long way with the healthy referral and the newspaper and doing all that stuff. You've grown so big over the years that I've known you. So congrats to you guys, too.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. It's definitely an expansive energy, and I'm not sure if you and I've ever talked in the past, but one of the things, right in the beginning when, the way I put it, Tom and I were put together to work together as business partners and friends, that I always knew that what was getting started back then, it was and is a very expansive energy. And I used to, I still do, I describe it as that I could feel it in from the tip of my toes to the top of my head and not my fingers. And, of course, you know, that we all, most of us know, that is a, call it what you want, it's not a religious thing. It's a connection with that which you know you're supposed to be doing. And so that's why the whole passion, purpose energy is so vital in people's lives. You're not here just to be here.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You're here for a purpose and a reason. And no matter what religious belief one is, it all comes down to the same thing. In fact, Derick, there was a gentleman, a man who came into my life when we had the Holistic Life Center in Chagrin Falls, and Matthew wrote me a brief note one time. And I have shared this quite often with people, because it was such few words and meant so much. And he of course knew. In fact, Matthew had spent time being a Buddhist monk for quite a while, and had a family, and had, I mean, just lots of different things. And he came to the center to do a meditation workshop and so forth. But he wrote me a note one time, and it said, "The one became many." Let me repeat that. "The one became many in order to express its love."
Right.
And another way of saying that is, the one became many in order to express itself. So, you know, that's what the world is. It's made up of differences and opportunities and all of that. And that's what people need to embrace, not tap into and get programmed with a lot of this other stuff. In fact, I tell people, turn off your televisions. It's just, I'm not saying don't be informed, but what is informed versus programmed, you know?
Right, right. I agree. I agree. I
Yeah,
agree with
yeah.
you. Yeah,
Well,
absolutely.
on that note, I'd like to say for Tom and I, thank you so much for taking this time to be on the show. And we do look forward to future ones with you. And please tell your family hello for us.
I surely will, and thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And if you can give your email one more time, and then we'll close out.
DERICKPOLK @gmail.com.
All right, Derek. Again, thank you, and I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Absolutely. Take care now. Bye-bye.
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 And listeners, we were just doing an awesome interview with Derek Polk, and he gave you his email and phone number that you are welcome to get in touch directly with him. If you have questions for us as to how you can be on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit and part of the Healthy Referral newspaper, just give us a call at 216-533-2273. That's 216-533-2273. And I'm going to repeat in closing what I just shared with Derek about that saying that was given to me years ago. And I'm going to have to tell this gentleman that I haven't spoken to for years how often this quote comes up or saying comes up for me to share. And that is, the one, regardless of what your spiritual belief system is, it makes no difference, the one became many in order to express its love. So if we walked every day like that, it would be a different world. So until next time here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit Radio Show, thanks for tuning in. And please remember that you can go in to our blogtalkradio.com/mindyourbodyandspirit. That's written all out. The and is A-N-D. Mind, Your Body, and Spirit. You will come to our page, and you can scroll down and listen to all of the shows that we have done, including this one, because the live shows are recorded and archived for 24/7 listening. And we appreciate you immensely, and we'll see you next time here on Mind, Your Body, and Spirit.